Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 132 of The 80%. The foundation provides stability to a structure. When it comes to wealth, the foundation that provides financial stability is the habit of spending less than your income. But if you want to build your wealth, you'll need strong pillars that will support your structure as it rises above the ground. And that's what we'll talk about in today's episode, the four pillars of financial success. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Katulad sa isang bahay or sa isang building, di ba, merong mga pillars or may mga columns na yun yung nagsusupport nung mga higher floors or yung roof or yung ceiling. Kasi kung hindi matibay yung mga haligi mo, syempre isang lindo lang, guguho siya lahat. Pagdating sa pagbibuild ng wealth natin, meron din tayong kinukonsider na mga pillars na kailangan ay itayo muna natin or pag-aralan muna natin. I consider mindset as the first pillar for financial success. Siyempre, naririnig natin na kung gusto mo maging successful, you need to work hard, you need to be dedicated, you need to have perseverance, you need to have discipline. Hard work, grit, discipline, persistence. You need these to succeed, but you need these much later. Bakit? Because wealth always begins in the mind. And the most important mindset to have is a growth mindset. Because that's the only way you can learn new things that wasn't taught in school. Your mindset determines your beliefs, which dictate your behavior towards different situations and activities. Your behavior and action then ultimately produce your results. Let's say na gusto mong yumaman. Kailangan mong magtrabaho, kailangan mong paghirapan yon. Pero that comes later on when you are already taking action. Ang initial preparation talaga is if you want your life to change, you have to do something different. Kasi kung yung ginagawa mo every day, every week, every month, every year ay hindi binabago yung buhay mo, it means you have to try something new. Before ka pa man mag-aral, dapat meron ka ng growth mindset. You are excited about learning. You are excited and hungry to improve who you are, improve your skills, improve on what you can do. May mga na-meet na ako na defeatist yung mindset nila, meaning ganito na kasi talaga ako eh. Kahit na anong gawin ko, talagang mahina ako dyan. This is as good as it gets. So kung ganun yung mindset natin, mahirapan tayong mag-build ng wealth, mahirapan nating ma-achieve yung mga goals natin. So very important talaga yung growth mindset if you want to achieve financial success. The second pillar for financial success is yung commitment. Financial freedom is a long journey. It requires years of focus and hard work. Building wealth will take time and it will not be easy. Kasi kung madaling yumaman, di sana ang daming mayaman, di ba? But it's a long and difficult journey. That's the reality. That's why you need to commit to achieving your goals. Most do not achieve wealth because they are instead committed to their personal comfort. Nako, guilty ako niyan dati na whenever I need to do something and it's already beyond my comfort zone, nag-hesitate na ako, nagdadalawang isip na ako, nagba-back out ako minsan. Financial success requires a decision that you want it and you're willing to dedicate your time, invest your money, and make an effort to achieve it. When you start working on your goal, sa umpisa, may novelty, exciting, di ba? Pero there will always come a time na merong first obstacle, which is mahirapan ka dahil meron kang kailangan bagong pag-aralan, meron kang kailangan gawin na hindi mo usually ginagawa, and that will be outside your comfort zone. So babalik tayo dun sa first pillar na kailangan meron kang growth mindset na instead of ma-discourage ka, mas na-excite ka na, uy, meron akong bagong matututunan. That's the first obstacle. Hindi masyado na pag-uusapan, but later on, once you are working on a particular goal, after going over that hump or that struggle of going out of your comfort zone, merong certain stage na it now becomes a little bit boring. I've experienced this sa investing. Nung umpisa, nag-aaral ako kung paano mag-invest sa stock market, for example, and also sa mga mutual funds. I was excited to learn about technical analysis, fundamental analysis. I was interested to learn about peso cost averaging, etc. And it took me out of my comfort zone kasi hindi ko naman siya pinag-aralan nung college. This was all new information for me. Pero nung naintindihan ko na siya, nag-open na ako ng account, investment account. I started investing. I chose to do the peso cost averaging. After a while, sabi ko, parang yun lang yun. Yun na yun. Ang boring naman. Tapos na. Wala na akong kailangan gawin. Basta mag-invest lang ako every month and then rebalance my portfolio every quarter. And admittedly, dito ako nag-start na magkaroon ng mga investing mistakes. Meron akong nakitang bagong investment opportunity, na-excite ako. So yung ibang investment ko sa stocks and mutual fund, ni-redeem ko kasi nag-invest ako dun sa bagong investment na nakita ko, which some of them turned out to be scams. And going back to our second pillar, yung sense of commitment na gagawin ko to kahit na mahirap, dapat sinasabi rin natin na gagawin natin to kahit na maging boring. Kasi alam natin na part yan nung journey natin, and in the end, when we achieve our goal, when we reach financial success, it will all come back to us na sulit, no? Sulit yung ginawa natin. Yung isang biography ng isang athlete, sabi niya, naging world-class athlete siya because pinush niya yung sarili niya sa training, but also in-endure niya yung several days, weeks, months, and years of getting up in the morning, getting bored at training. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about the first Metro Save and Learn Focus Dynamic Fund. If you want to have an investment that potentially generates returns from safer investments like fixed income instruments, but you also want to potentially generate higher returns similar to stocks, then this fund is an excellent choice. The First Metro Save and Learn Focus Dynamic Fund combines fixed income and equity securities in its portfolio, and it dynamically shifts allocation from bonds to equities and vice versa depending on market conditions. That's why this is one of the best performing balanced funds in the country. Invest in this fund through First MetroSec, Finance Asia and International Finance's best online broker in the Philippines for 2022. Open an investment account with only 1,000 pesos by using the code FAMI1K. That's FAMI1K, all capital letters. Account opening is easy and convenient through the First MetroSec Go mobile app. Visit bit.ly/FAMI2022 to know more. Link in the episode description. That's it. Now, back to our episode.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The third pillar is education. Investing isn't really taught in school, and despite its importance, many don't even take the initiative to learn it. Ang dami kong kilalang ganyan, no? Na alam naman nila na kailangan nila mag-invest. Meron silang pera pang-invest. They're looking for places where they can invest their money. Pag ako'y tinatanong, of course, I give them some suggestions, but ultimately I tell them that you should not invest on something that you do not understand. Alam na nila yon, pero they don't even make the initiative to learn. Ang gusto nila, spoon-fed kung saan ilalagay, pero risky yon eh. Kasi tanungin mo ako, saan ba maganda mag-invest? That's just step one. Meron pa tayong step two, step three, which is monitoring your investment portfolio, rebalancing your portfolio, making sure that your portfolio, your investments are aligned with your financial goals. And hindi ko na kayo mag-guide every step of the way. Mahirap nang spoon feed sa inyo yung information na yon, unless na you hire me as a wealth manager, which I don't really offer as a service, no? Hanggang financial consultation lang ako. So ultimately, you have to understand where you are putting your money in. We live in a fast-changing world, and to keep up, you need to continuously educate yourself. Karamihan ng mga investments ngayon na favorite ng mga kakilala ko didn't even exist 20 or 30 years ago. Paano mo masi-seize yung mga new opportunities kung wala kang hunger for knowledge? So again, we go back to the growth mindset. If you're excited about learning, then you'll discover a wealth of opportunities around you. That's how it is. As a famous quote by American entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker Jim Rohn says, "Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune." And the last one is action. A growth mindset, a personal commitment to success, and self-education should eventually lead you to action. I've met too many eager learners who don't apply what they know because of fears that they'd fail. Some would try but give up too soon before achieving any tangible results. Kaming mga RFP, we usually get invited sa mga speaking engagements and meron na kaming mga kakilala na sinasabi namin na ito, ano to, seminarista. Kasi these people, a handful of them, they always attend seminars. We always see them. They always approach us, ask us questions after our talk. Pero after so many years, parang wala namang nangyayari sa kanila. I believe that natatakot kasi silang i-apply yung mga natutunan nila. And ang ending, 4, 5, 6 years na lumipas, wala pa rin silang investment, hindi pa rin nila pinupurso yung dream business nila, wala pa rin nagbabago. They are still living the same lifestyle, working at the same job. And I think that's unfortunate. Kailangan talaga medyo may lakas ng loob. Failure is part of success. You will make mistakes. You will lose money. And that's okay. Fail forward by learning from your mistakes. Continuously apply what you learned and always try again. These are the 4 pillars for financial success. The first one is having the right mindset, particularly a growth mindset. Kailangan excited tayo matuto ng mga bagong bagay. We also need to have commitment. Meron tayong personal contract na sasabihin natin sa sarili natin na ipupursue ko talaga ito. So umpisa, exciting yan. Pero later on, nagiging mahirap. And then later on, it will become boring. If we have a personal contract with ourselves, talagang committed tayo with our goals, then that will help us to move forward. The third one is education. Education will determine your execution. Hindi mo magagawa ang isang bagay kung hindi mo siya alam. Pag-aralan natin yung mga kailangan nating matutunan para magawa natin yung mga bagay na makakatulong sa atin to reach our goals. And lastly, action. Education is useless without application. Ang dami mong alam pero hindi mo naman ina-apply, then it's just all in your head and walang nakikinabang dyan. Kahit na hindi pa perfect yung knowledge mo, there's still value in applying and in taking action. Dahil guaranteed naman na you will learn along the way. Maski trial and error, that's still learning, that's still taking action. Minsan, once you start your journey, you will meet mentors along the way. You will meet people who will be willing to show you more steps, who will be willing to teach you how to achieve your financial goals easier and faster. So that's the 4 pillars of financial success. And I hope ay marami kayong natutunan. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.